Today's daf is Bamatzia daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We are holding on the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. We're right after the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis. The Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis reflects a turning point in the Perek. We are now shifting the discussion, and instead of discussing issues relating to Chakirus and Kablanus, we're now going to discuss issues relating to paying workers, and today's entire daf is dedicated to the issue of paying workers on time. That's what we started to read in the Mishnah yesterday. So today we're going to talk about what the source is for the issur to delay in paying workers. Then the Gemara is going to have two exceptions to the issur of Bal Talden, of not delaying the payment of wages. One exception is going to be if you hire through a shliach instead of doing the hiring yourself, and the other exception is going to be is if the balabayis relies on a yom hashuk to get paid, so he doesn't have to pay until the yom hashuk when he's expecting himself to get paid, so that he'll be able to pay his workers. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas for how long you can wait to pay when the work ends in middle of the day or the night. You know, all the discussions in the Torah are where a guy is hired to pay to work for the whole day, a guy is hired to work for the whole night. What if he stops work in middle of the day, middle of the night? So that is going to be a machlokes amorayim, which turns into a machlokes tanoim. Then the Gemara is going to go through all of the potential isurim that one violates when delaying payment, that there could be six potential isurim d'oraisa, five lavin and one asay when it comes to delaying payment of workers. Then the Gemara is going to have four possibilities of what the distinction between the word oshek and gezel is in the Torah in this context, and not only in this context, also in the context of a chiyuv shvua. Those are two words that sound very similar. They sound like they mean similar things. What is the difference between oshek and gezel? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is going to talk about a number of different rules about paying workers on time. It's going to talk about paying for rentals of kelim or of animals, and whether that's also included in the mitzvah and iser of paying on time, and the iser of not paying on time. And it's going to have issues of disputes whether it was paid already. This one says I already paid. That one says I didn't pay. You didn't pay me yet. So how that's going to depend on when the timing of that machlokas is. And we're also going to talk about whether this iser applies to a ger toshav. Let's say the worker is not a regular Jew, he's not a Jew at all, he is a ger toshav. Then Amud Beis is going to be dedicated entirely to three different shittos about applying all of the isurim of delaying payments to rental of behema and kelim, and to paying a ger toshav. So three different shittos about how many of these isurim apply to each of those cases, and it's going to go through in the psukim how each shita derives their shita from the psukim. So let's begin at the beginning of the Gemara on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, minayin l'schir yom shegova kol halayla. How do I know that if someone is a day worker that he can collect all night? Tama lomer lo salin pula sachir itcha ad boker, that you cannot delay payment ad boker. Yeah, ad boker you're not allowed to delay payment, but you're allowed to pay throughout the rest of the night. How do I know that a schir laila can be gova kol yom, can collect payment throughout the day? Shnemar biyomo titein scharo, that on the right day, on that day, you pay the worker. So you see that if he worked at night, you're supposed to pay him during the day. So you get the next ona, so to speak, the next 12-hour period to deal with paying the worker, and then after that, you're in violation of an iser. Frek the Gemara ve'ema ipcha. But maybe it's the opposite. You know, yes, there's one pasuk that says that you have to pay by night. You can't pay. You can't wait till morning. And there's another pasuk that says you pay during the day. But how do we know it's talking about that the paying at night is talking about a guy who worked during the day, and paying during the day is about a guy who worked at night? Maybe you pay during the day for a guy who worked during the day, and toward the end of his term of employment, that's when you pay him. Paying at night is for a guy who worked at night, and toward the end of his term of employment, you're supposed to pay him. So maybe it's much stricter. You don't get an extra 12 hours afterwards. So says Mar Schirus in Mishal Masal Basov. Now everyone agrees that you only have to pay Schirus once it's over. So if his term of employment is throughout the entire day, there's no one that's going to hold that you have to pay it during the day. Everyone's going to say that you could wait till after the day is over. So that then obviously the pasuk would be telling us that you could pay it throughout the rest of the night. Now the Braisa says the pasuk biyomotit in scharo and lo tava lo v'shem is talking about a schir laila, that there's a lav and an asay for a schir laila. By a schir yom, it doesn't tell us if there's a mitzvah saseh of biyomotit in scharov. It only talks about a lav of bal talin. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Is there also, I mean, it would be odd, no, that depending on when the guy worked for you, how many yisurim you violate by not paying him when you're supposed to pay him? Is it only a lav or is it an assay as well? That it depends. If he's a nighttime worker, then it's both a lav and an assay. But if he's a daytime worker, so it's only a lav and it's not an assay. So the Shildas Rav Chaigon, Shilta Kufin and Zayin, implies that the assay applies by Ischir Yom as well. Because he says that that Socher Sachir has to pay Bizman, Shenemar Biyom Metite Scharo, and he says that if you don't pay Bizman, you violate Bal Talin. What does that mean? He starts by saying Biyomo, which is about a Ischir Lailo, according to our Gemara. Then he says that if you don't pay on time, it's a violation of Bal Talin. That's about a Ischir Yom. So it sounds like he assumes that Bal Talin, that Biyom Metite Scharo, would apply equally. That's what Dominic Shela points out, that it would apply equally to both them. Now, Mekshela says that you could explain the Shiltos based on the Rambam in the 11th parak of Ilchas Chirus. So the Rambam writes that someone who's Masha Schar Sachir is in violation of all of the Lavin, both the ones that are written in the Parsha that talks about a Schir Yom, and those that are written in the Parsha of a Schir Laila. So the Shiltos makes this chalent out of all these dinim as a way of showing that they all apply to all the cases, to both the Schir Yom and a Schir Laila. The Tur in Choshe Mishpatz in Shem Lamateh says that mitzvah lase schar sachir bizmano v'im icharo over belav, that if you delay, it's a violation of a lav. Says the Bach, what you see from the Tur is that by every sachir, even a schir yom, there's a mitzvah of biyomo titein scharo, because he says two things. There's a mitzvah to pay a sachir bizmano, and if you delay, you're over a lav. So it sounds like wherever one applies, the other applies. So again, it sounds like the mitzvah and the iser both apply to a schir yom as well as to a schir laila. However, the Ramban in the Melchamos seems to disagree. The Ramban writes, "Li olam ein schir yom over mishum biyomotit in scharo," that a schir yom is not in violation of biyomotit in scharo. It's only a violation of a lav, not a violation of an assay. So let's continue. Tana Rabbanan, Mimash Vishnemer, Losalim Pulasach Yitcha, Ein Yodei Ashad Boker. From the fact that it says you're not allowed to withhold payment overnight. Sullen means overnight. So isn't it obvious it means till the next morning? Matam Lomar Ad Boker. Why does it have to explicitly state until the morning? Melami Cheino Over Al Ad Boker Rishon Belvad. So we see that you're only in violation until Boker Rishon. Mikan Ve'elach Mai. If you continue to delay morning after that, what's the halacha? So then it's not a violation of the Yisr in the Torah anymore. Amarav Over Mishum Baltisha. It's a separate Yisr. It's in violation of the Yisr of Baltisha, which will... Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yosef Mikra." Where's that pasuk? Al Tomer Lerech Lech V'Shuv Machar Atein V'Yeshidcha. That a person shouldn't say, "You know, come back to me tomorrow. I'll pay you tomorrow." When really I have the money right now. So where's that pasuk? That's a pasuk in Mishlei. So it sounds like there's no iser in the Torah beyond that very first day. That it's only that very first day that there's an iser in the Torah. The Gemara says it's from Ad Boker that we derive that extra halacha that you only violate for that first morning. So the Rishonim discuss, okay, what about a Sechir Laila, where you could pay him all day and it's only till the evening? Do you violate a second Isser when it's the next evening and another Isser when it's the next evening? Or is this, so whenever you have any of these dinim that sound like the Pesukim are only being derived by one, by a Sechir Yom, or by just a Sechir Laila, so the Rishonim are automatically going to discuss, okay, does this apply to the other case as well? The idea that after the first boker, after the first morning, it's only a violation of Baltisha, it sounds like there's no Isser Midoraisa, that continuing to delay payment after you've already violated that first day would not be an Isser Daoraisa anymore. So the Rishonim are a little bit bothered by this. The Rishonim are bothered that l'chora the Gemara tells them Sachs Ksubas Taf Pevav Prias Balchov Mitzvah, and it's Machlokas Rishonim whether Prias Balchov Mitzvah is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. But if you hold like those Rishonim that Prias Balchov Mitzvah is a Din D'Oraisa, so isn't it a violation of Prias Balchov Mitzvah every single day? Meaning if that's a D'Oraisa, why do you need a Pasuk Mishlei l'chora? It's an Issa D'Oraisa of Prias Balchov Mitzvah. So So some of the Rishonim suggest that Priyas Balchov Mitzvah is only by a halva'a. It's only when it was the reason you owe the guy the money is because it was a loan, not when it's a hired worker. And other Rishonim have different suggestions that maybe the Chiyuv is only a mitzvah. It's not an additional mitzvah. Priyas Balchov Mitzvah means the mitzvah that you have in each case. Meaning by a loan, it's the mitzvah to pay back a loan, and by a worker, it's the mitzvah. It's this very mitzvah to pay back the worker. So it fits the gedarim of that mitzvah. So if the gedar is it's only one morning, so the gedar of a priest balchav mitzvah is also going to be only one morning. Tanu Rabbanan, ha'omer l'chaveru tzei sechar li po'olin. Someone says to his friend, go hire me some workers. So I'm not going to do the hiring directly. I ask someone else to do the hiring for me. Shnei'an ein over mishum baltalin. Neither person is in violation of baltalin if those workers don't get paid on time. Zelefi shalo sachran. Vizelefi shein pilasin etzlov. The guy who's actually, the boss is not in violation because he's not the one that hired the workers. And the person who hired the workers is not in violation because he's not the boss. He's not the one who's responsible to pay them. Well, hey chidami, what exactly is the case? If the person who did the hiring said that I'll take on the responsibility of your payment, so then he is responsible. I don't care who they're doing the work for. He bears the responsibility, and therefore he should be in violation of the yisur if it doesn't get paid on time. If you hire a worker to work for you and you say, okay, go work in that field, and you show him someone else's field, you have to pay that worker in full. You can get paid back from the Baal HaBayis whatever hana'a you gave him by having that worker work in his field. Yeah, but that's beside the point. I mean, the point is that you're responsible for it if you hired the worker and agreed that you're going to be doing the paying of the worker. The case must be that he said scharchem al balabayis. That's the case where neither person is in violation of lo sullen, because the balabayis isn't the one that did the hiring, and the worker is not the one that is on the hook to do the paying. So neither one is going to be in violation for delaying the payment. So the Rishonim are bothered by the obvious kasha. There is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula called shlichus. You send a shliach to do something for you. Shlucho shel adam kamoso. It's as if you did it yourself. You ask someone to go hire workers for you. Now you're not going to be in violation of Baal Talin. Why? Because you didn't hire the workers? Yes, you did. Shlucho shel adam kamoso. That makes it that you did hire the workers. Says the Rashash. Lest you say, no, it's ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. You hire the workers only to the extent that you'll be doing the mitzvah of paying him on time, but to the extent that you'd be doing an aveira, so he wouldn't. You don't want him to be your shliach if you're going to be doing an aveira. Rashash says that is absurd. This has nothing. It's not a dvar aveira to hire a worker. It's a dvar aveira to then subsequently not pay them on time. It's like saying there should be no shlichus for kiddushin because you might sleep with her mother. It's the sleeping with her mother is the problem. The getting married is not the problem. You don't say ein shliach. That's Rashash's mashal, not mine. That's ein shliach l'dvar aveira. So that's the. It doesn't make sense to ancient Lech Levar Veir. So Tosrit suggests that it's dafka by Poalim that are hired by a Baal HaBayis where we would have the whole din of paying on time. Because what's the reason? What's the basis of the din of paying on time? It's that the worker expects to be paid on time. That was he looked you in the eye, he shook your hand, and that was they signed the contract, whatever it is. And the assumption is he's going to get paid on time. But he never has that sense of confidence that he's going to get paid on time when he wasn't hired by the Baal HaBayis himself. If he never got to meet the boss, then the chances are he doesn't have that sense of confidence that he's going to get paid on time in the first place. Memela, the whole Isser, doesn't apply. That's how the Tosfos Rid suggests. The Chidush Miuchasim L'Ritva says something unbelievable. He says maybe the whole din of Shlucha Kamoso doesn't apply to a Shlichus that's Lichovaso, that works against the person. And that causes a whole ruckus in the Achronim. What? Shlichus doesn't work in any way that it could work against the person? Well, that doesn't seem to be the case. Rav Menachem Zemba points out, we find Shlichus a person makes b'mfurush that not to be chal because there's a chiyuv, and he says that no, he means Baal Sullen is not the reason that you'd be chayv to pay him. He goes through what the Ritva might mean by this, because it doesn't seem that there is really any such rule that shlichus could never work in any way against a person. Okay, says the Gemara story. You Yudabar Mreimar Amalei L'Shamizil Agili Poalin. Yudabar Mreimar sent his shamish to go hire workers for him. Ve'emeluhu Scharchem Al Balabais. And tell them that the payment is on the Balabais, that it's my responsibility, and therefore neither of us are going to be in violation of the Yomotitin Schar of Lo Salin if we don't pay them on time. Says Tosos, this is a great man. Yehuda Bar Mreimar was looking for a way around having to pay his workers on time. Shouldn't he just have paid his workers, hire them normally, and pay them on time? So Tosos, Lo Mishum Shoyedaita Lidchos. No, he wasn't plotting a way around the halacha, you know, as an Eitzah not to have to pay his workers on time. Elaha Yare Shaloye Panoy Lite Mahem. He was afraid, you know, things happen, you get busy or whatever. He was afraid he wouldn't be available on the day that he was supposed to pay them, and then he'd delay by a couple of hours and it would be in violation of Baal Tisha. So he wanted to avoid any potential violation, even if it would happen inadvertently that he didn't want to violate. Merem Marzutra Agrila Adadi. Merem Marzutra would hire workers for each other. Amar Abaravuna Hani Shukai Desura Lo Avri Mishum Baal Talin. If you hire people because you make all your money on the Yom HaShuk, so you need to prepare for the Yom HaShuk by getting all your stuff in order, so you need workers to help you prepare for the Yom HaShuk, you don't violate Baal Talin and those workers, because Mei Deyadi Dal Yom HaShuk Asmichi. Everyone knows, all the workers know that they're gonna get paid when you get paid, and that you don't get paid until the Yom HaShuk. They know that you're not going to pay them until you have money. Av Mishum Baal Tisha Vaday Over. But it is a violation of Baal Tisha past the Yom HaShuk. If you don't pay them once the Yom HaShuk comes, then it is still a violation of that Isser from the Pasuk in Mishlei of delaying after the Yom HaShuk. Now from this din of the Shukai, the Rishonim derive that whenever there's an agreement to pay at a certain date, so then it's not a violation of Baal Talin. I mean, you have someone who works for you every single day of the year, so you don't have to pay him every single night. He works certainly enough to pay him every single night. If the deal is that he gets a monthly paycheck or a bi-monthly paycheck, so good. So that's when his paycheck comes. That's all part of the agreement. That's not a violation whatsoever. Someone who's hired for X amount of sha'us during the day, so he can collect kalayom, kalalayla vikalayom, all night and all day. Amarav, Shir Shaus de Yom Gova Kalayom. Shir Shaus de Laila Gova Kalalaila. Rav says what he seems to be saying is that halacha in the Mishnah is never true. A Shir Shaus during the day, if he works a few hours during the day, you have to pay him some time before that day is over. The rest of the day is the time period that you have to pay him. If he works a few hours during the night, you have to pay him before that night is over. The rest of the night is when he has to get paid. Ushmol amr shir shos di yom, gova kalayom. If you hire him during the day, yes, you got to pay him during that day. Shir shos di laila, gova kalalaila vikalayom. The din of the Mishnah is by shir shos di laila. You hire a guy for a few hours at night, then you don't have to pay him dafka during that night, you can pay him through the rest of the night. So Gemara says, let's try to bring Raya's who's correct. Tanan, Schir Shaos, Gova Kalalai Vakalayom. Well, our Mishnah said explicitly that a Schir Shaos is Gova Kalalai Vakalayom. Tiyufta the Rav. Shmuel will have no problem with that, because Shmuel will say, it's talking about a guy who worked a few hours during the night, and that's exactly what I hold about a guy who works a few hours during the night. But Rav is going to have a major problem with that, because Rav says it's either Kalayom or it's Kalalaila. It's never the both. Samlecha Rav, let's study in Katani. Rav will say, yeah, that's what the Mishnah means. Schir Shaos, the Yom, Gova Kalayom. Schir Shaos, the Mishnah was written in shorthand. So when the Mishnah says, Schir Shaos, you pay Kalayom or Kalayla, means depending on what type of Schir Shaos he is. If he's a Schir Shaos of Yom, you pay Kalayom. If he's a Schir Shaos, Delilah, so you pay Kalalayla. Tanan, a second possible Raya. The Mishnah said you hired a person for a week, a month, a year, a Shemitah cycle. Yotze b'yom. If he finishes his job during the last day, gova kalayom. Yotze b'layla, gova kalalayla v'kalayom. But if he's yotze b'layla, he can collect kalalayla v'kalayom. So don't you see against Rav that if you finish during the night time, you don't have to get paid during that night. You get the whole following day as well. Rav would say, I agree that's against me, but that's because this is a machlokas tanayim, and I paskin like the other shita. Titania schir shos di yom gova kal yom schir shos di laila gova kal laila div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer schir shos di yom gova kal yom schir shos di laila gova kal laila v'kal yom. So says Rav, I understand Shmuel, you're following Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah may be following Rabbi Shimon. I personally follow the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So So that's why I paskin against our Mishnah, because it's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. In the Mishnah's Yavitz, Rav Jolti in Choshe Mishpatzim Memhei has an interesting chakira. This issur of Baltalin, not delaying in paying your workers, is that a din in dine mamonis, that the Torah is koveya that the sachir is has the rights to be mekabelis payment right after he finishes his job, and the Torah says and therefore the balabais is not allowed to delay? Or is it not a din and din and mamnis? It's an isser. It's an isser v'hatter din. That it's a din on the balabais. Nothing to do with the rights of the sachir. It has nothing to do with the din and mamnis tviya that the sachir could have. It's an isser on the balabais. That you have to be a good Jew, and as part of being a good Jew means you have this this ritual obligation that that you're going to make the payment anyway. That's din and mamnis. But when you make the payment, that's a din in isser v'hatter. So he suggests that maybe the way to be poshet this safek is who do you paskin like over here? Here you have machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, about this din. So who are you going to paskin like? If it's a din and isser v'heter, you're going to paskin like Rav, hilchsuk Rav b'isuri. If it's a din and din and mamonis, so then you're going to paskin like Shmuel, because hilchsuk Shmuel b'dini. So he says, the Rishonim discuss how we paskin. Obviously, the Rif and the Rambam and the Tor paskin that the Schir Shos Shalaila is adaboker, like Shitas Rav. Counterintuitive, right? We would have thought that this would be a din and din and mamonis, and would follow Shmuel. No, they follow Shitas Rav. That seems like it's a din in Isser v'heter. The Rush writes the an additional reason that we paskin like Rav. He gives another reason in addition to Tilchsuk Rav b'Isuri. And the Mishnah Yavid says, why does he give a second reason? Because he wants to tell you that even if you do consider this din and mamonis, you're still paskin like Rav over here, because there's another reason to paskin like Rav. Okay, mikan amru. Someone who withholds payment of a worker is in violation. He's in violation of five separate lavin and one mitzvah sasei. What are the five lavin and the asei? Mishum bal tashuk asrecha, mishum bal tigzal, umishum bal tashuk sachirani, umishum bal talin, umishum, here's the asei, biyomotitin scharo, and one more lavin, mishum lo savo lav ashemesh. Those are the five lavin and one asei. Those that apply during the day do not apply for the nighttime workers. Those that apply during the nighttime workers don't apply for the daytime workers. Ask the Gemara, how are you ever in violation of all five? It can't be, because either it's a daytime worker or a nighttime worker. You can't be in violation, for example, of Bioma Titin Scharo, and also in violation of Lo Salonada Boker. So, because one of them involves paying at night, the other one involves paying during the day. We mean that this Inyan is such a strong Inyan that there are so many times that the Torah talks about it. No one person could pull off the trick of violating all six of these simultaneously. But you see that it tells you something about it. The fact that you have all these Isurim. The Gemara on Daf Samach Alva Min Aleph, it said that the Isur of Gezel you can learn from the Isur of Ribbis and the Isur of Ona'a. And the only reason the Torah has to tell us the Isur of Gezel Beferush is the Torah didn't have to tell us the Yisr of Gezel Beferish, and Luchara is telling us about the Yisr of Lo Sigzol of Kavisha Schar Sachir, even though the Torah already tells us Lo Lashuk, not to, and so it's already included. So Tosav there asked that it should have said the Pasuk Kipshuto. Why does it assume Lo Sigzol relates to not paying workers? Maybe it just means stealing. So to say that the Yisr is written on regular Gezel, and the Yisr is learned from Ribbis and Ona'a, so the pasuk goes back and says that you violate shnei lavin. So Tosaf suggests that the Gemara doesn't want to say that it's talking about regular gezel, because you don't get malchus on regular gezel. It's a nitak lasei. So the Gemara says it's talking about schar schachir to tell us that you violate shnei lavin. Nafkamina is that you can get malchus. That it's introducing an isur malchus, which introduces a very interesting concept. That normally when you steal, you don't get malchus. For failure to pay a worker, you do get malchus. So that's not something that you can fix, because failure to pay a worker is not failure to pay him entirely. That's stealing. It's failure to pay him on time. So that you can't fix. The time is already gone. That you actually would get malchus on, Tulsus writes in Daf Samach Aleph. Okay, Ezu Oshek Vezu Gezel. What is the defining difference between Oshek and Gezel? Four possibilities. Amar Rav Chista, Lech Veshuv, Zo Oshek. Oshek is where you tell the guy, I'll pay you tomorrow. He comes back tomorrow, I'll pay you tomorrow. You keep pushing him off. The next day, the next day. That's Oshek. It's not stealing, it's Oshek. Yeshcha Biyadi Veni Nosinach, Zo Gezel. If you say, yeah, I know I owe you, I'm not going to pay you. That's Gezel. That's saying, I owe you, I agree, but you're not getting paid. So that's Gezel. Master of Sheshes, Ezu Oshek Shechival of Torah Karban, Dumya Debikadon, Well, the Torah uses the term Oshek and the term Gezel in the context of a karban. So by a karban, it's a pikadon where you deny owing him the money. So how can you say that Oshek means that you say, I do owe you the money and I will pay you, just not today. And then again, and then again. But the case where the Torah uses it is by a karban where you deny it, where you deny that you owe the money. So how can you say Oshek is that I'm admitting I owe the money? So Ella says, Gemara, second possibility. El Amar Rav Sheshes, Nosativ Lach Zo Oshek. I already paid you. That's Oshek. I'm denying owing the money. I say I already paid it. Yesh Chabiyadi V'yani Nosim Lach Zo Gezel. Gezel is, I didn't already pay you, but nor will I pay you. I owe it to you, but I won't pay you. Maska Abayi, Ezu Gezel Shechiva Lava Torah Karban, Dom Yitibikad, Dom Bina Dekakafale Mona. But wait, the Torah uses the term Gezel by Shavua as well. And by the case of Shavua, you deny owing the money. So how can you say Gezel is talking about where you don't deny owing the money? It has to be that you deny owing the money. Over here, we're defining Gezel as, yeah, I agree, I owe you the money, I'm just not going to pay it. But no, in the context of Shavua, it has to mean that I deny something. Ella says, Gemara, a third possibility. Amar Abayi, lo schartich me'olam zeu oshek. Satav lach zeu Gezel. I never hired you in the first place. That's Oshek. I already paid you. That's Gezel. So in both cases, you're denying something. One is denying that you ever owed the money. The other is denying that you still owe the money. You know, the third sheet that we understand, because it fits both the definition of Oshek and Gezel with the application to Shavua, where you're being kofer in something. But what was Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes thinking? Rav Sheshes rejected Rav Chista, the second approach, rejected Rav Chista because Oshek can't mean that you agree that you owe the money, since it's used in the context of Shavua. So, but Gezel's also used in the context of Shavua. How do you not realize that? How do you not realize that Gezel also has to be something where you deny owing the money? So how could it? Why didn't that bother him? So Amalach Gezel de Gazle v'hadar kafre, because Gezel could be that you stole it and then you deny it, meaning there could be a violation of Gezel before the denial and then later you deny it. So frankly, Mari Yachef Yilu Oshek Nami d'hadar kafre. Why can't he touch up Oshek the same way? That you violate Oshek, and in the context of Shavua, you then deny it after the violation of Oshek. So, Hachi Ashta, Bishlam Ahasam Ksiv O Begezel, Mechal Da Odile Meikara. It says O Begezel in the context of Shavua, which implies that there's Gezel, and then there's a Kfira. But the Gezel does not necessarily involve a denial. Aval Gabi Oshek, Miksiv O Ba Oshek, O Ashak, Siv Shashko Kvar. It says O Ashak, which implies that the denial itself is the Oshek. So, Oshek has to mean a denial. So that's how we explain the sheet of Rav Sheshes, that Oshek has to mean that you deny something. So that's why Rav Sheshes said Oshek is when you say that I owe you money, that I already paid you, I'm denying that I still owe it to you. But Gezel doesn't have to be a denial of anything. Gezel is just, I'm stealing. That's why Gezel could be that, yeah, I owe you the money, I'm just not paying you the money. Rava Amar Zeo Oshek Zeo Gezel. Rava says they mean the same thing. Oshek and Gezel are, there's no, looking for a way that they're different from each other, waste of time. They mean the same thing. Why does the Torah say them separately? To tell us that one violates two separate lavin for Oshek and for Gezel, but it's just to make it a more serious iser. That's all it is. Tulsus raises the kasha in Dibra Maschel V'lama that if Oshek and Gezel are really the same thing, why when it comes to Karman Shavua does the Torah have to write both of them? You know, it's one thing to say Lav Rolov Bishnei Lavin when you're talking about an iser, but when you're talking about a chi of carbon, it's still just going to be one carbon. So why does it have to mention both of them if it's the same carbon? What would be the chilik? Now the Chidushim Yuchasim L'Ritva, he says that even Rav would be moda that not every every time it says gezel, is it synonymous with oshek? Gezel means he's taking money from someone else against his will. So that's what it's talking about in the parsha of Karban Shvua. Over here, our Gemara is saying, since it implies that there is such a way of, that there is such a concept of gezel by schar sachir, which clearly is not taking something against a person's will. You're not taking anything from him. You're just not paying him. So in our context, we're saying that this gezel is the same as oshek. But in a chinami, by Shavua, it's probably not. By Shavua, the gezel that we're talking about is probably where you actually stole from him, where you actually took something from him. So that's what you have to say, that it doesn't, it's not always synonymous. It doesn't always mean the same thing. Says the Mishnah. Echad sachar adam, ve'echad sachar behema, ve'echad sachar kelim. Regardless of whether you hire a worker or whether you rent an animal or you rent kelim, and therefore you owe the owner of the animal the kelim money, yeshba mishum biyamotit in scharo. In any event, it's a violation of biyamotit in scharo. Now, it doesn't say what the din is if you rent land. If you rent karka, is that a violation of biyamotit in scharo? So the Rush in Korbet Shidung Betzes over here quotes from the Rama that by schirus karka it is not a violation, and the Rush is in agreement with that Rama that it is not a violation. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch raised the suffix whether schirus karkos is a violation of a lav if you don't pay it on time, but that is a discussion in the Rishonim because the Mishnah doesn't deal with it directly. And it's a violation of lo salin. But all of that is only if the guy was toveya, if the guy asked you for the money. Lo tavo in overlove. But if he never asked you for the money, then it's not then it's not going to be a violation. Rashi explains later on in tomorrow's daf that the reason that your pater when he's not toveya is because the yes, you're holding on to the money, but the sachir is allowing you to hold on to the money. The only isser is when the sachir doesn't want you to hold on to the money. So if he was never toveya, he doesn't have a problem. The assumption is he doesn't have a problem with you holding on to the money. Himcho etzel chenveni or etzel shulchani ain't over love. If you tell him I am paying you back, go to that chenveni. I have a deal with that chenveni. He's my payroll guy, so he's going to take care of my payroll. The chenveni is paying in food or whatever, and shulchani is paying in money, but he's just like a payroll company. So then I'm not in violation. If the payroll company doesn't pay you in time, it's their problem. Sachir bizmano nishma v'notel. A sachir who claims that he hasn't gotten paid, so if it's bizmano, it's on the day that he's supposed to get paid, we believe him, so he could take a shavua and he can get paid. Over zmano, when the time is already passed, einu nishma v'notel, then he can no longer be nishma v'notel. Im yesh edim shatava, reza nishma v'notel. But if there are edim that he was tovea bizmano and he didn't get paid on time, so then he can be nishma v'notel even over zmano. Ger toshav, yeshba mishum biyamotit in scharo. Ger toshav, even though he's not a Jew, it is a violation biyamotit in scharo if you don't pay him. Ve'einba mishum lo salin pulasachir itcha ad boker. But it's not a violation of lo salin. So we apply some of the psukim in the Torah, but not all of them. What exactly is a ger toshav? Is a sugi in avodazara, daf samach dalet. Three shitos. Reb Meir holds a person's makabel not to do avodazara. That's it. That's all he needs. He doesn't even have to do the other shav mitzvah b'nei noach in order to be considered a ger toshav. Chamim hold he has to be makabel all shav mitzvah b'nei noach. And Acherim say he has to be mekabel all the mitzvos except for the Isser of Nevelos. So Ger Toshav was referred to as an Ochel Nevelos. Why? Because that's the only thing he's actually allowed to violate. Everything else he's actually got to keep according to Acherim. The Rambam Paskins like the Chachamim that he needs to be mekabel all Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. It sounds in our Gemara not exactly that way, but that's how the Rambam paskins. Not only that, the Rambam says he has to be mekabel b'fnei shlosha chaverim. He has to be mekabel in front of a group of three people. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that only in Reb Meir's shita of Avodah Zarah Samach Dalet and Beis doesn't mention this din of b'fnei shlosha. The other Tanayim don't mention this. So and the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. So the Kesef Mishnah points out the inconsistency. Consistency. He, on the one hand, he passes like the chum. On the other hand, he holds that you need bifnei shlosha. So that's interesting that the Rambam does that. In Hilchus Malachim, the Rambam goes further in Parakhes of Hilchus Malachim, and he says the din of Kabbalah Shev Mitzvah Noach has to be is for him to be considered a chasid umos ha'olam. And he said that zdafka if v'ukshakibloson v'yalson v'mnei shetziva ben akorosh baruch hu b'torah, that in order to be considered considered mechassidu omus ha'olam, it's not enough that he happens to observe the Shev Mitzvah Neinok because he's an immoral person. He doesn't like eating live animals. He has to do it because the Torah was mitzvah, that he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah. And only then does he take on this status. Okay, money mes nisim, but who could the author of our Mishnah be? Lo tanakama, d'mei achicha, so Mahi, what's this machlokas that we're referring to that can't be the author of our Mishnah at all? Detanya. Pasuk says as follows, prat la'acherim, that the iser of losashuk sachir ani ve'evyon me'achecha is what's me'achecha teaching us? Prat la'acherim, excluding goyim, that there is no iser when it comes to goyim. But then it says gercha ze ger tzedek, that includes a ger tzedek. Bisha arecha ze ochel nevelos, it includes an ochel nevelos. Sayin li'elas sachar adam minayin l'rabos beim v'kelim, says the Braisa, I would only know that this is true if you hire a person. How do I know behema and kalim as well? Tamalomar ba'artzicha, kol shavi artzicha, that it's a violation of all these yisurin when you don't pay for a rental of behema or kalim. V'kulanovim b'kol ha'shem ha'salalu, and it's all a violation of all these things. Mikan amru echad sachar adam, echad sachar behema, echad sachar kalim, yesh b'mishum b'yomot titin scharo, v'yesh b'mishum b'altalim p'lu ha'sachir. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Gertoshav Yeshva Mishum Biyamotitin Scharo, Ve'ein Bo Mishum Lotalin. A Gertoshav is not included in everything. He's only included in Biyamotitin Scharo, but he's not included in Bal Talin. Behema Ve'kelim, Ein Bem Elimishum Bal Tashuk Bilvad. Ve'emen Kelim is also not included in everything, only Bal Tashuk. So now, what do we have? We have a Tanakama who says that both a Gertoshav and Behem and Kalim are included in everything, and we have Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda saying both the Ger Toshav and Behem and Kalim are not included in everything. And in our Mishnah we said Behem and Kalim are included in everything, and Ger Toshav is not. So it seems to be a mix of the two shitos. So money, itanakama demeachacha kasha Ger Toshav. If it's the Tanakama, well then we got a problem with Ger Toshav, because the Mishnah says that it's not a violation of Bal Talin, that the violation of Bal Talin that it says in Vayikra is that does not apply. And the Brisa says that they all apply by Ger Toshav according to the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yossi, Kasha Behemah V'Kelim. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be a problem with Behemah V'Kelim, because our Mishnah says Behemah V'Kelim has all the Yisurim, the Vayikra and the Dvarim Yisurim. And yet, over here, Rabbi Yossi says that, no, it does not. Only the Dvarim Yisurim. So, Amar Rava, Hai Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. This Tana must be a third sheet of the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Echad Tzachar Adam, Echad Tzachar Behemah, Echad Tzachar Kelim, Yeshva Mishum Biyamotitin Scharu, Umishum Lo Talin. Gertoshav Yeshva Mishum Biyamotitin Scharu, Vein Bo Mishum Bal Talin. There you have it explicitly, that by Schiris Behemah V'Kelim, it's everything. By Gertoshav, it's only Biyamotitin Scharu, it's not Bal Talin. My time in Tanakama de Mechicha. Let's go through the reasons for each of the three shitos. Why does the Tanakama hold that all of the Yisurim apply to everything? So Gomer Sachir Sachir. He learns Gzer Shava Sachir Sachir to connect the Parsha in Vayikra with the Parsha in Devarim. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda lo Gomer Sachir Sachir. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's much more limiting because he does not derive this Gzer Shava. Nihid lo Gomer Sachir Sachir. Behema V'Kelim Mishum Biyomot Titin Schara Nami Nechayiv. Granted, he doesn't want to derive Sachir Sachir, but Behema Kalim should be chayv mishum biyamotit in scharo. So Tani Rabbi Chanina Amar Krav lo saval of Hashemesh ki anihu mishein ba'in lidei anius v'ashirus. So we have a din that pasuk only applies to someone who potentially could be an ani. Yatsu behema v'kelim she'en an ba'in lidei anius v'ashirus. Behema and kelim never become an ani or an ashir. V'tanakama hai ki anihu mayavadei. What does Tanakama do with ki anihu? Homi bay la the money la ashir. Use that to tell us that if you have two workers that you haven't paid, pay the ani before you pay the ashir. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda umi lo sashuk sachir ani vavion afka. He learns that from lo sashuk sachir ani vavion. The Tanakama says, no, I need that pasuk as well. Chad the hak the money la ashir. ashir v'chad l'haktim ani le'evyon. One to tell me I pay an ani before an ashir, the other to tell me I pay an ani even before I pay an evyon. Utzricha, why do I need both psukim? Diash mean an evyon, mishum, an evyon is more destitute, more poor than an ani. If it would have said evyon, mishum delo kasif l'mitvei, aval ashir de kasif l'mitvei emelo. If it only would have said pay an ani before an evyon, I would say yeah, because an ani is still too embarrassed to ask you for the money. The evyon is so destitute that he doesn't even have any sense of embarrassment. But in the ani before an ashir, maybe there's no such din. V'yash min ashir, but only would have told me to pay an ani before an ashir, mishum lo tzarech le, I would say, yeah, that makes sense. The ashir doesn't need the money. Aval evyon tzarech le, eim alo. But to pay an ani before an evyon, the evyon desperately needs the money. So I would have thought, definitely don't pay the ani before the evyon. Tzricha. That's why we need both psukim, that you pay an ani before an ashir, and that you pay an ani before an evyon. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Vitana Didan tomorrow.